27 days until the NFL draft. It's our 32 days of the NFL draft as we count down to April 22nd. Here at JoeBucksFan.com today, we take a look at the team with the 29th pick in the NFL draft, and that's the New York Jets, making it all the way to the AFC Championship game, but there's still room for an improvement. They've done some stuff, some things to improve their team during the offseason. We're going to talk about those, talk about some of their recent draft history, and then get into some of the needs and some of the players they might be looking at with the 29th selection. It's been a busy offseason for the Jets as they've gone out. They've cut some players that were pretty surprising. They've also traded for some players and signed some players as well. We'll start with the trade. The big one, Antonio Cromartie, being traded from the Chargers to the Jets. Now the Chargers sit there with not just Antonio Cromartie now, but on the flip side of him is maybe the top corner in all the NFL, Darrelle Revis. Now you got two bookend corners to go already with the number one pass defense in the NFL. Kerry Rhodes, their starting safety, was traded from New York to Arizona. I think opening up a hole at the safety position where they address that that safety. Well, Rodney Poole, they bring him in as a free agent. I don't know if he fills that role, though, of Kerry Rhodes. I think they could still go out, maybe draft a safety at the end of the first round, or if they wanted to, I'm sure they could wait until the end of the second round, as I do think the safety position, after you get past the first maybe three safeties, kind of jumbles up there with Nate Allen from USF. You got Chad Jones from LSU. You even get Morgan Burnett from Georgia Tech, Major Wright from Florida. Really a good balance of safeties there into the second and third rounds, which the Jets would have the last one of the last picks in the second round as well. They also went out this offseason signing LaDainian Tomlinson after releasing Thomas Jones. So LaDainian Tomlinson takes that role. I think it's going to be more of a complementary role to Sean Green, who took over in the playoffs last year. But really no other big moves for the Jets. They did re-sign Tony Richardson, who you let him out in free agency. He's been a big part of that run game, and Rex Ryan understands that as well. Recent draft history for the Jets, and really you look back to last year, Rex Ryan coming in, he brought in a lot of his own guys on the defensive side of the ball, wanted to get younger on offense, start building that side of the ball through youth, and he went out and got his franchise quarterback in Mark Sanchez and got his running back in Sean Green in the third round, and really those were the two draft picks that that was it. They had three draft picks total. Matt Slauson was their sixth-round selection. I wouldn't expect too much from him. Now, the year before, Vernon Golston was the sixth overall selection in the draft. You wonder when the Jets are going to be willing to pull the trigger on him. Is it now? Are they going to give him another year? That's going to maybe play into where the Jets go in the draft, especially with that 29th selection. You could definitely see, as I have in my latest mock draft, a guy like Jerry Hughes, who's a defensive end outside linebacker coming from TCU. Jerry Hughes reminds me a lot of Terrell Suggs coming out of Arizona State. Terrell Suggs played for Rex Ryan in Baltimore. Would be a good fit, but that's all coming down to whether or not the Jets are willing to part ways or willing to give up on Vernon Golston and have Jerry Hughes coming off the edge opposite of Calvin Pace on the other side. Once again, the Jets could definitely go safety. Maybe they're hoping a guy like Taylor Mays or Earl Thomas, one of those guys, were to fall to them at 29, or if they're willing to reach a little bit on Nate Allen, who I think is the next in that next tier of safeties in this draft. But if you're going for best player available and you see Taylor Mays, Earl Thomas already off the board, maybe the Jets look at an outside linebacker that could come in. And I'll tell you, Jerry Hughes, after playing defensive end at TCU, went to the combine and really went through the drills extremely well. And what I mean going through those drills, he went through outside linebacker drills, dropping into coverage, showing fluid hips, showing that he can backpedal and get into coverage and be, He's not going to be elite. He's not going to be a great cover guy. But what he can do is he can get the job done while also being able to rush the passer as well. Really opened up some eyes at the combine last week. The Jets really don't affect the Buccaneers all that much. They also have a need at wide receiver. You still have Braylon Edwards. You have Jericho Cotchery. A lot of people still think the Jets could go wide receiver in the first round. That would affect the Bucs at the top of round two. I do think the Buccaneers are going to be looking for a wide receiver there at the top of round two. So the Jets, if where they were to take, if Dez Bryant were to fall and they take him or Demaryius Thomas or even Aurelius Ben, that's just going to take another receiver off the board from the Buccaneers. So you hope that the Jets do go defense this year as opposed to how they went last year going offense. 32 days of the NFL draft will continue tomorrow as we take a look at the San Diego Chargers and narrowing down the days down to 26 days tomorrow. So make sure you check back tomorrow on every day right here at JoeBucksFan.com.